Grace, mercy, and peace are yours, from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of scripture that we consider in our meditation this morning, the first lesson that you read earlier this morning from Ezekiel chapter 34. Allow me to read again just two of the verses. Then they will know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, the Israelites, are my people, declares the sovereign Lord. You are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the sovereign Lord. This is God's word. I am Jesus' little lamb. Ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my needs, and well provides me. These words that our children sang just a few minutes ago are a beautiful expression of trust and confidence in the love and care of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Good Shepherd who provides for all of our needs. They really encapsulate much of what was said here in our lesson from Ezekiel chapter 34. There God said to us, there will be showers of blessing. I will provide for them a land renowned for its crops, and they will no longer be victims of famine in the land or bear the scorn of the nations. They will live in safety, and no one will make them afraid. Now, here in America, we live in one of the richest nations on the face of the earth. We throw away more food than some nations consume. It has been 150 years since a battle of war was fought in the continental United States. And while Christians around the world are tortured and face the threat of death for their faith day after day, you and I here in America, we can worship and serve God without any real threat to our safety or to our lives. I wonder if the devil uses that abundance and that peace against us. He wants to get us so used to the blessings we have that we forget how blessed we are. We have safety, but the devil will remind us that there's always some kind of a threat out there. We have wealth, but we can look around and always find somebody that has more than we do. And he stirs up discontentment in our hearts. For then he leads us to forget. He leads us to forget where our blessings come from. You see, God often chooses to provide our blessings to us indirectly. Instead of making a deposit directly in our bank accounts, he gives us abilities and opportunities to work and earn wages. He sends his angels to guard us every day, but we don't see them. He commands them to serve us invisibly while he guards us and protects us as well through law enforcement and through armies. If we lose sight of where our blessings come from, of the giver of every good gift, the devil then stirs up in our hearts ingratitude. Ezekiel was writing to people who didn't have what we have. They didn't have the abundance and the peace that we have. His readers had seen the Babylonians lay siege to their city and to take control of it. And now they were hundreds of miles away from home in a foreign land, forced to serve an enemy king. The glory days of Israel were now a distant memory. And it was their own fault. Many of them had turned away from the Lord to serve false gods. They had given in to idolatry and adultery, living just like the unbelieving enemy nations that surrounded them. They often lived only for themselves, ignoring the needs of their neighbors who were right next to them. Many of them were spiritually lost and starving to death. And those whom the Lord had called to be shepherds of his flock of believers, to care for all of their spiritual needs, so many of them were using their positions for only personal gain. And yet the Lord wasn't going to give up on them. He wasn't going to forget about them who had so easily and so often forgotten about him. The Lord promised instead that he himself would come. He himself would be their shepherd. He would find them and he would rescue those who had strayed. He would bind up their wounds. And he would lead them back to his green pastures and lead them back to good grazing lands where they could feast once again. And then he added, "They will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslave them. They will no longer be plundered by the nations, nor will wild animals devour them. They will live in safety, and no one will make them afraid. I will provide for them a land renowned for its crops, and they will no longer be victims of famine in the land or bear the scorn of the nations." What an exciting thought that must have been for them. It must have brought to mind what had happened 850 years earlier. At that time, God had made a promise to his people. He said, "I'm going to bring you out of this land of Egypt where you are serving as slaves." And in miraculous ways, God kept that promise. He delivered them out of their slavery and brought them into a land flowing with milk and honey. He drove out the nations before them and gave them a glorious and rich land as their inheritance. Now, it sounded like the Lord was going to do it all over again. And one day the Lord would. He would bring them back home from Babylon and bless them with peace, security, and earthly abundance. And yet, they would never have perfect political peace in this world. There always was and still is today a struggle for control in their land. Famines still threaten them. Nations would still despise them and still abuse them. You see, while the Lord would indeed rescue Israel from Babylon and bring them back home, and while the Lord would indeed provide for his people from the abundance of the land and protect them from their enemies, the final fulfillment of his words here was not something that they would see on earth. If you were paying very, very close attention, you may have seen a common thread running through our lessons this morning. And it wasn't just that God is our shepherd. That lesson from Revelation that we heard, it showed us heaven, where all praise and honor and glory are given to the Lamb, whose blood washes away our sins, so that we can live with him, where there will be no more hunger, no more thirst, where every tear will be wiped away from our eyes forever. And the gospel lesson for today, it reminded us that to those who have to listen to his voice, the shepherd will lead them to eternal life. So too, here in Ezekiel, the Lord wanted to give his people far more than the hope of just going back home to a life of peace and prosperity in this world. He wanted them to have the hope of eternal life, where they would never see death and disease again, where their peace would be permanent and their fears would be forgotten forever. The Lord wanted their deliverance from earthly slavery to foreshadow their rescue from their slavery to sin. And so he said, They will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslaved them." When Jesus came into the world, he said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus came to destroy that yoke of sin that shackles our souls from birth. He came to bear the burden of our guilt for our idolatry and our adultery, of our guilt for our discontentment and our ingratitude. He bore our disobedience and our failure to follow the Good Shepherd. He took that load to his cross, and there with his own life, he paid the price. The price that was required to free us from our slavery, set us free forever from sin and death. By his death and by his resurrection, he sealed a covenant of peace between us and our Heavenly Father. While no earthly freedom is guaranteed to last, this covenant of peace that our God has made for us, this freedom that Jesus gives to us, cannot be overturned, cannot be taken away. And so now, with the bars of sin's yoke burden broken, our gentle shepherd leads us home to heaven. There we live finally in perfect peace, free from fear of animals or enemies, free from the burdens of life in this world, feasting on the Lord's abundance forever. There, the shepherd whose presence and guidance we now only see by faith, we will see face to face with our own eyes. And there we will join in his praises around his heavenly throne. What an awesome day that will be. What hope the Lord gives us through his gracious word, through his prophet today. But the hope he gives us is not just hope for the future. You see, the same good shepherd who will guide and guard us in eternal life is with us now. He is with us to protect us and provide for us in this life. The jobs we have, the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the houses we live in, those are all gifts from the shepherd who provides for his sheep. The peace and protection that we enjoy in this world, whether provided by armies of angels or armies of men, those are given to us by God. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. We are bought with his precious blood, marked with his name in holy baptism. And not a day goes by in which he does not perfectly provide for us exactly what he in perfect love and wisdom knows that we need. And what we need most is something that the shepherd is providing for us right here this morning. Our shepherd leads us daily to the lush pastures of his word, where he showers his blessings upon us. In love, he feeds our souls with the bread of life. In mercy, he nourishes our faith with his own body and blood in Holy Communion. As we gather together, we get to feast on the abundant fruits of his mercy. We get to enjoy the endless riches of his grace. And in his word, he reminds us again and again of this glorious truth. You are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God. I am Jesus, little lamb. It sounds so simple, and yet it's so true. Jesus is your shepherd, and Jesus is mine. He knows our needs and well provides us. He loves us and he leads us. He guards us and he guides us through this world. And he also promises, when our short life is ended, by his angel hosts attended, he shall fold us to his breast, there within his arms to rest. The shepherd provides for his sheep, now and forever. Amen.